1380 WPHN. Live and local every morning, you're listening to Paul Miller on WPHN.
All right, time to talk money in the morning with Dave Betts from Ameriprise Financial. Dave, good morning.
Morning, Paul.
Well, regardless of what our portfolio is looking like, you know, how our investments are going for the future, at least we've got Social Security, right?
Yeah, I think Social Security is something that people maybe don't put a lot of time and effort into thinking about, and I think it's still one of the major cornerstones of retirement income for many Americans, and I think it's important that you still think about that topic when you're getting ready for retirement.
Yeah, when you start thinking about, well, how much am I going to need in retirement? How much am I going to need on a weekly and monthly basis? Figure Social Security into that, too.
Yeah, I absolutely think you need to do that, because when you think about, when we talk about retirement planning, one of the things we talk about is having fixed income streams, guaranteed income streams that cover the essential expenses, and I think Social Security is one of those things we count on. Social Securities and pension incomes, things that we're going to get every month no matter what, I think. When we use it as our base for our retirement planning, I think that's always important.
A lot of rules you got to follow about collecting Social Security, including what age you can do that, right?
Yeah, a lot of people always ask me, you know, when we start talking about retirement planning, when should I take my Social Security? When can I take my Social Security? You know, like everything else in life, it kind of depends on your individual factors and your individual situation. But the earliest anyone can take Social Security from a retirement standpoint anyways is age 62. So that part hasn't changed. So one of the things they did change is when's your full retirement age. But the earliest anybody can take it is age 62. So it's one of those things, if you're planning to retire early, maybe you should think about taking retirement at Social Security at 62. If you're going to retire a little bit later, maybe it makes sense to delay. And again, that's kind of dependent on your situation. But once you get to age 70, that's as large as Social Security is ever going to be. So that's the maximum age. So sometime between 62 and 70. And the longer you wait, it gets a little larger, right? So at 62 is the smallest Social Security check you'll ever have. And as you get to 70, that's as big as it's going to get. And between there, it increases about 8% a year is usually what you can figure between 62 and 70 that your benefit will increase for every year that you delay.
Gives you a lot of flexibility and a lot of decisions to make, too, once you get into your 60s. You know, do I want to start drawing it now? Do I want to retire, you know, in my early 60s, mid-60s? Or do I want to hang on till 70? A lot of people are working later in life now.
A lot of people are continuing to work longer. And from that standpoint, if you're continuing to work and draw benefits, there's some impact that you have to take into account there. So if you are going to continue to work longer, a lot of times that does make sense to delay Social Security at that point because you're subject to some wage limitations if you take early Social Security, which early Social Security is really deemed to be anything before your full retirement age, which I've said that a couple times, full retirement age.
Yeah, what is that exactly? Because it varies, doesn't it?
It does, or FRA, they call it. So it used to be 62 was the earliest, and 65 was everybody's full retirement age. Well, in the 80s, when they went through and revamped Social Security, they kind of changed your full retirement age. It's based on the year that you were born. So for people born between 43 and 54, it's age 66. If you're born between 55 and 59, it goes somewhere between 66 and 67. And anybody born after 1960, it's age 67. So it kind of depends on the year you're born when your full retirement age is. But the nice part about once you get to full retirement age, if you're still working at that point, you can actually draw your benefit and work with no penalties whatsoever. You can draw Social Security and continue to work, and there's no issues with Social Security once you reach that full retirement age.
All right. So there's a lot of things that you have to consider, when you decide what the right age to claim benefits is for you.
Yeah, I think that you have to put some thought into it. You know, there's some break-even calculations that you can do to see, hey, if I took it at 62, how long, if I delayed till full retirement age, how long does it take me getting this larger benefit that I waited to get to make up for the money I didn't take when I should have maybe could have got it at 62? So there's a lot of things you try to walk through when you're making that decision to make sure that you're making the decision that's right for you.
Can you claim Social Security and still work, say, on a part-time basis or consulting or something like that?
Absolutely, you sure can. So if you take the early Social Security, which again, early is deemed to be anything before your full retirement age, you can certainly continue to work, but you are subject to wage limitations. And for 2018, the wage limitations was $17,040. So essentially, you could draw your Social Security and make up to $17,000 with no issues. Once you get over that $17,000 threshold, they start to reduce some of your Social Security benefit. So you have to be careful with that. And again, that's one of the things you want to take into account.
Because a lot of people, when they retire, they want to keep working in some capacity, maybe in a completely different field. Maybe they've got some dream job that they want to pursue, or maybe they stay on as a consultant. And that happens a lot.
It does. And I have a lot of clients that I deal with will say, you know, I want to retire from this job, mm-hmm. but I don't want to retire altogether. I just don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
I want to do something that I love. I want to go out and maybe I want to work at a golf course, or maybe I want to do some consulting, or maybe I want to substitute teach. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to be around kids.
Yeah.
You know, lots of people want to retire from their current field, but they want to stay as a productive member of society. They want to contribute. They want to be busy. So they want to keep doing things, but they don't necessarily want to keep doing what they're, you know, been doing for the last 30 years. Yeah. So I think that's all of those things are things you want to take into account when you're doing your financial plan for sure.
Every once in a while, people start to panic and say, you know what, Social Security is going to go broke. We're not going to have it anymore. We're putting all this money into it, and it's not going to be there when we retire. And time and time again, we are reassured, no, Social Security is not going anywhere. You'll still be able to draw on it. What's your take on that?
Well, I mean, the facts are facts, and the opinions are opinions, and you kind of have to take a look at the factual matter. And at the end of the day, Social Security is not perfect. It's not a perfect system. And there are some funding challenges to be sure, but I don't know that I would say that it's going broke. I don't know that we're going to be facing a bankruptcy situation because the benefits are paid through payroll taxes that are collected from current workers. So people like you and I are paying into the system every time we get paid. Everyone out there that's working is continuing to pay into the system. So that is one of the things that's it's getting funded constantly. And the program currently has a surplus of about $3 trillion. And I think that's the part that gets swept up in the media is what we're talking about is the surplus. So if things keep going the way that we are, it's estimated that I think it's in like 2022 or something like that, we'll start paying out more benefits than is coming in through the revenue. So then they'd have to start eating into that surplus. Mm-hmm. And if we continue to make no changes whatsoever, by 2034, the $3 trillion surplus that they have is estimated to be gone through. So if they don't make any changes, we will see that we start sending out more benefits than we're collecting in the revenue, and we would go through the assets that are in reserve. But at the end of the day, we think that there'll be a chance that Congress will go through and shore it up. Mm-hmm. You know, and last time they did that was back in the 80s, and that's when they changed the full retirement age from 65 to delaying it out. And they started taxing some benefits and different things. So I think there's a very good chance that we'll get Congress to make some sort of changes to shore it up. But even if that doesn't happen, if they don't do anything before the 2034 deadline, Social Security is going to be able to pay out about 79% of the benefits until the year 2090. So worst case scenario, we would see a reduction of benefits for both people who are already getting it and people who will get it in the future. But there would still be some amount of benefit paid. But I think it's more than likely something will get changed to get it in good shape.
Yeah. Figure it in as part of your retirement. It's not enough to live on entirely. That's why you got to save for retirement. But Social Security certainly is a nice supplement to your post-working income.
It sure is. You know, in the old days, we used to talk about the three-legged stool. One leg was Social Security, one leg was your pension from your employer, and the third leg was your personal savings. In the world we live in today, a lot of people have the personal pensions
for
anymore.
Sure.
So now it's kind of come down to Social Security and then whatever you can save inside of your 401ks and so forth. So again, I think that's why more important now than ever to sit down and make sure you're set for retirement, make sure you've saved enough money.
Yep. And if somebody wants to do that with Dave Betts at Ameriprise Financial right here in downtown Port Huron, what do they need to do?
They can call the office. The number is 810-987-5370. You can always reach out to me on my Facebook page. Follow me on Twitter. All of those good social media platforms are available, or just good old-fashioned phone call to the office.
All right. Sounds good. Dave, thanks for coming in. Always appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Paul.
Dave Betts from Ameriprise Financial with us here on WPHN.